starting to, you know, just starting to flow for us a little bit better, huh? Things starting to open up more, but we're not doing anything different. We're just still working hard like we've been doing all year.
But it feels better.
And we're still sticking to the plan. We're just putting in that necessary work, you know, throughout the week, you know, hoping that Sundays, you know, come out better for us. And, you know, the last couple of Sundays they have been. So we're just going to keep doing what we've been doing. Just keep coming to work every day, working hard, you know, trying to get better at our schemes and stuff. And just keep doing that. I mean, we feel like we control what we can control. We're going to be all right.
Jack said after the game, see that Marshawn's got a little more pep in his step since the suspension, since he's come back. Have you seen that from him?
I mean, like I told him, man, Marshawn's been Marshawn. He's been doing the same thing he's been doing. You know, things are just flowing a little better for us, you know. You know, we're being able to run the ball more because, you know, we're not getting behind early in games. You know, that takes a lot out of the running game. You know, you guys don't look at that when you guys pound us on the run game, but it's hard to run when you guys are down, you know. So, the last couple of games, we've been able to, you know, keep everything at a steady pace so we can run the ball more. And, you know, it's starting to flow for us. It's helping the size of the offense. It's opening stuff up for us. And, you know, we're just happy with the way things are flowing right now. You know, I think y'all, like, want me to say, hey, we reinvented this whole wheel. We didn't. I think that's kind of what y'all looking for me to say. We didn't. We're doing the same stuff we've been doing. It's just flowing and opening up better. Because I see the questions y'all asking me. It's like, y'all trying to find. Nah, we ain't inventing nothing new. We ain't calling no new plays. We ain't doing nothing new. Stuff just flowing good. I'm happy. Like, it's flowing good, but we still been doing the same work we've been doing since the beginning of the season.
How do you describe the intensity of December football, and how appropriate is it that you have such a crucial game at Arrowhead of all places?
I mean, it doesn't matter where we're playing. You know, next game is next game. We're not going to get into that hype of who we're playing next and where we're doing that. You know, we're staying even keel like we've been these last couple of weeks, and it's been going great. You know, we're just going next opponent, whoever next opponent is, next opponent. It doesn't matter. We're playing in Mexico, here or there. It doesn't matter. We got to win, and we got to, you know, keep taking care of business like we've been doing. You know, that's going to be the key. You know, the good thing is about December, like, you know, we're in a good spot where we control what we want to control. I've been in December in spots where you're just playing for your job. You know, it's good to be able to be playing for something right now, and that's what we're doing. And, you know, feels good right now. We still got a long way to go. And like I said, we're going to come in this week and work as hard as we did last week, so we try to keep things going in a positive way.
Last year, you guys win 12 games and don't win the division. This year, you guys got 6 losses already and are still in the division race. It's just one of those.
It's crazy how this NFL works, man. It's crazy. Like Marshawn was telling me the other day, they made the playoffs a couple years ago with a losing record. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how this thing works, so. You know, crazy how things tie, you know. I mean, how the ties turn, but I'm happy to still be in the race and still be, you know, I'd rather be in first place than you know, like fighting for other stuff. So I'm happy to be where we're at, you know. It's crazy how the NFL does work, but, hey, we're happy to be where we're at.
Donald, how important is it during the course of a season when you got 53 guys on a roster that you have a situation like Clive Walford's role kind of changes with Jared Cook here, and then all of a sudden you need him and he comes through big?
I mean, Clive's been doing this since he got here.
Yeah.
I told Clive today, I said, I'm not saying congratulations. That's what you've been doing. You've been doing that. That's what we expect. You've been doing that since you got here, you know. You know, this year you had to tie down a little bit and do other stuff. You know, it's part of being a football player. You haven't heard Clive complain once.
Yeah.
Been a true professional about it. And when his number's called, what you go out there and do? Go out there and make great plays and make great catches. That's how your number gets called more. So I'm happy for him. But Clive did that for us last year, did that for us the year before that. So, I mean, that's what's expected from me when I see, you know, Clive. You know, that's what he does.
The last screen, the Cordero, when you get downfield, make the block. What kind of plays you enjoy? You get down there and kind of, you know.
Man, whatever helps us win, man. Those are the plays I enjoy, man. Because, you know, it's kind of tough like right now because, you know, stuff's going good now, so it's kind of like a better feeling, you know. Early in the season, you know, we're still working. I was still trying to make them blocks and win early in the season, man. Stuff just wasn't falling our way, and now they are, man. We're just trying to keep that flow going. We're just trying to keep that momentum going because it's going good for us right now. And that little thing with CP, just another little option that we got in our offense that we could throw out there, and it was big, you know. It was big, you know, something to set up with the defense. But, you know, getting out there and making plays to try to help us win is great, especially for me, man, because I started a rough start to the season, man. I'm starting to come along and feel myself. And, you know, I'm just trying to help this team, you know, get back on track, man, because I feel like I hurt us a little bit earlier in the season. Just me personally. I'm talking about me personally in my play. So I feel like I'm getting back better and everybody's falling on me. I feel like me and KO's double teams are getting like they were last year, you know. It's starting to really come and stuff just flowing. But like I said, we're still doing the same stuff. Like me and KO are going to work on the same stuff we did it last week tomorrow. You know, we're just trying to perfect and just try to keep getting better at it. That's all we've been doing, and it's just, like, it's flowing now, and it feels great.
After your first game, you were kind of surprised at how well it went against Tennessee. The conditioning, you went out, you had a really strong game. Was there a little bit of sag afterwards, like, that the time off did kind of hurt?
I'm not gonna say that. I mean, it's probably a whole bunch of other stuff to it. It could be the timing. It could be that. But at the end of all that, with how the beginning of the season went, to still be in the position we're at right now,
yeah,
makes me happy. You know, it makes me a little happy that I can still. And with the way I'm playing now, it makes me feel better, because right now, while we're in the thick of things, I'm playing some of my best football of the year. So that makes me feel good, you know, so I can really help our team try to take this next step, you know, these last couple of weeks.
That touchdown, easily Marshawn's biggest run of the year. What did you see, at least from the line standpoint, of how that play developed?
It's great. I mean, it's kind of like you win, you hit or miss. That the blitz they ran, like, it was like a perfect play called into that blitz that we ran, I'm gonna tell you all earlier in the season, stuff wasn't working good. It was like a little bit here, a little bit there. On that one, everything was just all there. You know, I was telling y'all every play when we was talking about the run game earlier in the season, like a little bit here, that one play there, it all came together like a perfect sandwich right there. You know what I mean? Like no, I'm serious, because it was like everybody was on point. You know, I was telling y'all in the beginning of the year, y'all talking about the run game. I'm like, it was little one person here, one, like right there, that one play. It shows like when we all together, everything's on point, everything's fit up right, man. You see. He said, all you had to do is outrun there. Nobody in the second level, man. And that's why I said, like, you know, it wasn't happening early in the year, but we're still working as hard as we've been working. We're still doing the same stuff, and it's just starting to flow now. We're just happy about it, man. We just want to keep flowing, keep this momentum going. You know, we want to take one game at a time, because, like you said, we are in the thick of things right now. We're blessed with the way we started to be in the thick of things right now, you know. So it's kind of like a relief, and now we're like, all right, let's keep it ramping up and keep it going.
What's your perfect sandwich? What's your perfect sandwich?
Man, pastrami probably. Some bacon, cheese on it. I'm a big pastrami guy. I like pastrami sandwiches. You know what I mean? I got me hungry. I'm about to go eat lunch.